Previously on Kevin's Cryptids.
Wait, Guy Fieri is here?
Some of my inside sources told me that the godfather of gluttony himself is filming an episode of Triple D right in the outskirts of Philly.
Whoa, I thought we backtracked to Philadelphia to throw Discovery off our scent.
All truth and no play makes Kevin a dull boy.
It's him!
Oh my god, I'm so nervous. My heart is pounding.
Welcome aboard the Fieri Ferry! Everything you see in this bus is edible.
What the fuck?
So, you are the infamous Snackle, right in front of me this whole time?
Yes, I am the Snackle.
What? No, you're not the Snackle.
You know your single bad Yelp review of my flagship restaurant turned the customers against me, and I had to shut it down.
We gotta book it to California. Lady Vengeance is waiting. By the looks of it, Tay, we'll be in California in a matter of days. It's a good thing, too. Running low on funds. So you might need to toss some more coinage my way.
No. I'm running out of money. This whole time I've been paying for all of your meals and your stupid crypto union dues. Plus, Guy Fieri's still billing me for all the food you ate on his bus. Cheap greaseball.
Living legend? Now listen here, buddy. We got some serious team building issues. We are in this together. And I need you to be on board 100% or 0%. None of this he said, she said bullshit. You better quit talking that shit or you'll be leaving with a fat lip.
How much do I have to pay you to stop rhyming?
All it's gonna cost is 50 on pump 3, plus a chocolate starfish and a water. Hot dog flavor.
Yeah, of course. You know what? Free money for everybody. Why not, right? Hey, you guys want anything?
You forgot your recorder.
I'm good. I'll just buy a new one.
Hello? Hello. Check.
Oh, hi, nice to meet you. My name's Taylor. I work for the newspaper. Have you heard that yet? Yeah, it's called the Gazette. My eyes are fucked up. Money. Hey, what's an Ozark Howler? No, don't buy that. My budget's tight.
Fucking dick.
Hey, let me go, asshole.
I'm gonna split your ass in two, boy.
Hey, what's going on here? Where the hell is my hot dog water?
Kevin, a little help here?
What's the problem here, sir?
This little shit called me a dickhead.
No, I called you a, dog friend?
What? I fucking hate dogs. That's it. You're dead.
Hold the phone. I totally understand your frustration, which is why I'll allow you 2 gut punches and 1 nard slam.
What the hell, Kevin?
Don't tell me what to do, nerd. Is this your van?
Headquarters. No, it's his.
Well then, now we're even.
Ooh, knife in the tire. Real original.
Later, pussies!
Dog friend! Hey, good to know you have my back.
God, stop whining. You're the one who got us into this mess when you couldn't take a nard slam for the team. And now we're totes fucked. I mean, were you an only child, or are you just really bad at working with others?
Well, now we're down to pocket change.
Yeah, tow trucks are such a money pit.
Yeah, they're expensive. Almost as expensive as you losing the rest of our money to the tow truck driver with one of your asinine bets.
I just really thought I could guess how many sisters the guy had.
Well, we're already short to buy us a new tire, so that leaves us nothing to get to California.
Oh, ye of little faith. Give me your phone. I'm gonna look up the yellow top pages. And don't try and correct me. I know what I said. All right. The yellow top pages. Crypto classifieds. For jobs, services, and personals. Taylor, believe me when I tell you to never click the personals. There's some fucking weirdos out there. Jobs. Okay. Well, in the Minnesota outskirts, the first job listed is award-winning photographer seeking male to dress up as Sasquatch and pose for feet photographs. Size 12 shoe and up. Hey, what size shoe are you?
No.
Yeah, he's award-winning. I'm sure you couldn't hang. Okay, next one. Town folk seeking duo of cryptid hunter, all right, and faithful companion for the capture of Chasquatch. Must have experience exposing truth, understatement. Job pays handsomely. That's me. Cool. 3 out of 4 ain't bad. In the words of the late, great Nicky Cage, let's ride!
Chester's family portrait.
Hi there. You must be Chester then.
Yes, I am.
We're here on behalf of your Yellow Top Pages listing.
Oh, fabulous. I hope you brought your own Bigfoot costume.
No. We're actually here about the Chasquatch.
Oh, right. Of course. Follow me to the back. Around these parts, we call him Chaska McNasty. Why, you ask? 'Cause Chasquatch is one nasty SOB. And because you're in Chaska, Minnesota right now. It's a vile creature that is known
to run around the forest, push people off trails, and flip tents.
Yeah. Anyways, after several sightings in
between 1999 and 2000. He hasn't been seen since. Yeah, we know. Get on with it.
Oh, okay. Old folklore predicts
a second coming of the treacherous beast, wreaking even more havoc on your town than it did before. It's as if it's evolved, and its pranks are more elaborate. You have a 2-for-1 photo special with a free wallet size if you get a second order of portraits. We get it, old man. Get to the point.
Well, it's been vandalizing, throwing feces at cars, and tossing urine balloons at the Boys and Girls Club.
I'm glad we found you, sir. We're the right guys for the job.
Chaska has a bounty of $1,000 on his head, dead or alive. It'd be worth every penny. Just make sure you don't harm the feet.
Well, okay. Let's ride! This ain't gonna be easy without our gear. But I ain't trained under Master Lopri to get slowed down by road bumps like these.
Then let's take the bull by the horns and start questioning some of the victims.
Thatta boy. I need to know you're prepared, man. I don't think you fully comprehend the gravity of the forthcoming events.
Consider me your clay, ready to be molded.
Taylor, why's it always gotta be sexual with you? Anyway, Boys and Girls Club, let's ride!
Yeah, the balloons came from the forest. Not much else to tell yet. Poor kids getting all covered in piss, you know. That monster must have been eating lots of asparagus for supper.
Do you have any other evidence from the attack?
Oof, not that I can think of. Ooh, you know what, though? We did find a hair sample around the scene of the crime. Creature must have scraped it off fleeing the scene.
Yeah, hand it over, lady.
Oh, yeah, you betcha. Be right back.
Something ain't kosher here, Tay.
Pretty elaborate tricks for a stage 4 cryptid.
Someone's been doing their homework, I see.
Here you go, fellas. I hope you catch him.
Oh, you betcha we'll catch him. Or my name isn't Kayvon Withers. Interesting. This sample seems to be blended with human hair. Could this prove my theory of a cryptid human hybrid?
Damn it! This is a wig, you dumbass. Serves me right for even entertaining the idea. Let's just keep moving.
You should check Walmart. They've been having some trouble.
Yeah, I work security at night, and I haven't seen nothing suspicious. But yo, it's been happening for a couple weeks now. Man, getting complaints about people coming out of Walmart, finding number 2 spilled under their car door handles? Man, are you serious?
That is absolutely disgusting. Has anybody seen this happen?
Yeah. Actually, one of the morning greeters said they saw some dude named Chapsquatch. And,
Chasquatch.
Yeah, Chatsworth. Anyways, he was getting doo-doo all up under the handles.
Hey, Bill. We got a code brown in Lot B. 4-7. Jesus. Yeah, we got corn.
Is the door greeter working right now? We need to speak to him.
Oh, Vern? Nah. He works 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. greeting shift. You can find him over at Chaska Falls Retirement Home.
Bill, you're not going to be happy about this. They got the patrol car. Bring some sprinkles. They really kicked her off.
So, are y'all going to help me get this poo-poo?
Hi. Welcome to Chaska Falls Retirement Center. How can I help you?
Well, one, you could stop being so mesmerizing. Two, we're looking for Vern...
Jenkins?
Jenkins, yes. Vern Jenkins. He's my grandpa.
Oh, I didn't know Vern had grandchildren. He's gonna be so delighted. Room 5B, right down the hall.
Thank you, beautiful.
Oh, smooth move, Slick. Looks like your Balzinis are finally dropping.
Straight out of the intro to journalism textbook.
Ugh. Retirement homes freak me the fuck out.
We all get old. That's life.
Not if I can help it. Hola, Señor Vern. Me amo Kevin. This is mi compadre Taylor.
Is there a reason you're speaking Spanish?
Spanglish is the language of confusion. It's a good way to catch someone off guard.
Who are you?
We'll get to that. We just had a few questions regarding the incidents at the Walmart parking lot.
I don't know nothing. Wait, where am I?
The security guard said you were working and that you witnessed the Chasquatch in action.
Lies. These are all lies. I don't work at Walmart. Get out of here, you hooligans. Nurse!
You know, we'll come back later.
Nurse!
Did you smell that?
The second I walked into that dump. Asparagus piss.
Clearly it's been this Vern guy. But why?
Old people. Scum of the earth. That's why.
Yeah. Or maybe he's just clinging to his youth?
Oh, wake up and smell the fluffernutter, Taylor. You gotta prove that you have what it takes. That you got the cojones, mi amigo. If it ain't Chasquatch that's been doing this, we gotta teach this imposter a lesson. It's time you show me what you're made of.
Definitely not comfortable with this, but if it's what I gotta do to prove myself, then sure.
Okay, you stay lookout, and I'm gonna come up with a plan.
No action happening here. What's your plan?
Tay, on this planet, there are boys and then there are men. One cannot exist while the other lives. Boys will be boys, but men are born to be boys. And sometimes those boys become men. Boys to men.
Why do you always have to give a speech? Please, just get to the plan.
All right. Here it goes. Chaska Falls Retirement gets locked down at 6 p.m. That means nobody gets in or out after that time.
And we're locked. These old folks aren't going nowhere.
That leaves a small window for us to get in. See? Right over there? That small window? Now, don't Winnie the Pooh that shit. We gotta slip in there unnoticed.
All right, come on. Suck in. There we go.
Stop touching
Suck
me.
Suck more.
Let me do it.
Now. I overheard some residents talking about a lemon party, so I packed a bag of lemons so we can blend in. The security guard makes his rounds at 6:15, but word around the campfire is that he has a thing for the receptionist. That buys us a distraction.
Oh, you like a man in uniform?
Oh, stop.
Now at this point, we crawl behind the receptionist's desk and steal some scrubs.
No, I don't want no scrubs. God, I'm funny.
After my hilarious joke, we use these fake laminates I made to sneak into the mess hall, where bingo is set to start at 6:30.
B6. That's B6.
Bingo!
I've only read one number.
Now, right after bingo is the perfect time for Vern to sneak out. That's when this lemon party is happening.
Can I interest you in a lemon party?
My assumption is that Vern's lemon party is his crew. No way he could perform such elaborate pranks by himself. When we first visited Vern, I noticed light shining through from behind his bookcase. I guarantee he has a hidden door behind that bookcase.
Hurry up before the guard comes by!
Outside that hidden door, I placed a bowl of hard candies that I laced with ghost peppers. Old people can't resist hard candies.
Ooh, hard candies! I hope that bitch Martha didn't eat all the butterscotch.
I also placed a jug of special lemonade made out of lemons, and yep, you guessed it, emptied out their catheter bags into it.
My mouth's on fire! I can't breathe! Quick, there's lemonade over there. This tastes like urine! Oh, heavens.
Now that's what I call a lemon party. While this is all going down, you come running out of the woods in the Bigfoot costume I borrowed from Chester and scare the living souls out of these brand-loving mofos.
The nauseas are back! My heart!
And there you go. Revenge is a dish best served lemony fresh.
I gotta give it to you, Kev. Great plan. Now, is there anything else you'd like to tell the officer?
Wow. That was brutally honest. You two are under arrest for breaking and entering, theft, and assault. Take them away, boys.
Awesome. So, now we've been arrested, and my life is probably over. But you know what? That felt so liberating. What a rush that was. You know what? From here on out, this is the new and improved Taylor Hunt.
Good for you. Hey, officers, you think you could take us to Chester's family portrait?
Shut the fuck up back there. Just kidding. Man, I feel so powerful in this uniform.
Daryl! What's going on, dudes? Earl? Oh my god, wait, so this is all part of the plan?
Yep. Couldn't trust your loose lips on this last stage of the plan.
How's Nathan doing?
Nathan? Who's Nathan?
You're iguana, dummy.
Daryl, Earl, I owe you one.
Oh, please. Our honor.
Anytime, dude.
Later, gents.
Tell Nathan Pop-Pop sends kisses.
Man, I almost forgot. We gotta face Chester with the news that Chasquatch ain't here. But we still need money. So...
Don't look at me like that. Come on. No. No, absolutely not. Not an option. No.
Ugh, I can't believe you let him take pictures of your feet in that Sasquatch costume. You know he's whacking it to them right now, right?
You do not speak a word about this to anybody.
Sorry. I'd hate to spoil the moment.
Stop. All right, just don't. I need to take a shower.
No, really. It was quite the feat. And if you're looking for a new career, at least you got your foot in the door, huh? Huh?
Please. It's been such a long fucking day. Just pay the guy and let's get out of this hellhole.
Looks like they went home for the day. The note says to leave the cash in the mail slot and our keys are in HQ. All right, Taylor. California bound.
Open the goddamn van.
For the last time, this is the Yeti headquarters.
Ugh. What the fuck?
Is this shit under the handle?
Do you hear that?
Ugh.
What's that saying?
Faster weather's run.
Kevin!
Next week on Kevin's Cryptids.
Good morning, everyone. We are now boarding for bus 182 for Los Angeles, California.
This whole asshole bus has been acting weird.
I've been thinking the exact same thing.
Does your jacket say Globetrotters? Oh, gee, you don't need to tell me twice. Let's ride.
I'm Eugene Too Tall Smalls, second longest active Globetrotter,
25 years strong.
Oh, way too tall. You must have done a number on that bus driver to get these rangers so riled up.
Nothing but serve him up a basketball sandwich. Sheesh.
Check out kevinscryptids.com for more information on the episode you just heard. And help us build the Kev Army by telling a friend. Don't forget to leave us a review, ya bish.